Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Hamas signaled on Thursday that a crisis threatening to unravel the Gaza ceasefire deal could be avoided. Zachary Goldman from Reuters reports.
Hamas on Thursday said it did not want the agreement to collapse, but it said it rejected what it called the, quote, language of threats and intimidation from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and U.S. President Donald Trump. The Israeli and American warnings came after Hamas accused Israel of holding up an expected influx of aid deliveries and said it would not hand over three more hostages on Saturday until the issue was resolved. That prompted Netanyahu and Trump to warn the ceasefire should be canceled if the hostages were not freed. In a statement, Hamas said it, quote, reaffirms its commitment to implementing the agreement as signed, including the exchange of prisoners according to the specified timeline.
That was Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. NATO allies insist Ukraine and Europe must be included in peace talks. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
From British Defense Chief John Healey on who should take part.
Ukraine's voice must be at the heart.
To German counterpart Oskar Pistorius,
die Trump administration hat gegenüber Putin
who with European Union Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas argues it appears President Trump has already made vital concessions to Vladimir Putin by saying Ukraine should not join NATO and must live without returning to its old borders.
It's appeasement. It has never worked.
Pentagon Chief Pete Hegseth fought back.
Just a cheap political point to say, oh, we've left all the negotiating cards off the table by recognizing some realities that exist on the ground.
With the president saying he'll soon meet with Putin to open talks, Ukraine's Vladimir Zelensky says he will not accept any negotiations that do not include his nation. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Dozens were injured when a car driven by an Afghan asylum seeker plowed into a crowd in Munich on Thursday in what the state premier said was probably deliberate. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The incident came hours before international leaders, including U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance, were due to arrive for the Munich Security Conference. The gathered crowd were out demonstrating as part of a public sector workers' strike. Police said the motivation of the driver, an Afghan asylum seeker, was unclear. One shot was fired at him. Immigration and security issues have dominated campaigning ahead of the February 23rd election, with polls showing the centre-right Conservatives leading, followed by the far-right. Recent attacks where immigrants have been arrested have fueled this conversation, with six people killed in a Magdeburg Christmas market in December and an adult and toddler killed in the Bavaria region last month.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been sworn in as President Donald Trump's health secretary. The Senate on Thursday confirmed him, voting 52-48. It puts the prominent vaccine skeptic in control of $1.7 trillion in federal spending, vaccine recommendations, food safety, and health insurance programs for roughly half the country. He's earned a formidable following with his populist and sometimes extreme views on food, chemicals, and vaccines. Roman ruins are unearthed in the heart of London. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
Work to give London yet another skyscraper has uncovered traces of the city's origins almost 2,000 years ago. Archaeologists exploring the site of a planned 32-storey office tower announced that they have unearthed the remains of a Roman basilica that once stood at the heart of the city known as Londinium. Andrew Henderson-Schwartz, head of public impact at the Museum of London Archaeology.
A basilica is essentially the heart of any Roman city. It's where you went to do your business. It's where you went for court proceedings.
Excavations at 85 Grace Church Street uncovered flint brick and ragstone walls and foundations over 3 feet wide and 13 feet deep. It's been called one of the most significant discoveries in years by archaeologists. The site's developer has agreed to put the remains on display in a visitor centre when the building is done. Karen Shamas, London.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Donald Trump's executive order aimed at restricting gender-affirming health care for transgender youth. The judge's ruling Thursday came in response to a lawsuit earlier this month on behalf of families with transgender or non-binary children who allege their health care has already been compromised. Trump's order blocks support for gender-affirming health care for transgender people under age 19. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.